Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word is food to us. Your word says in the book of Proverbs 4:20 that your word is medicine to us. It is health to our bones, health to our flesh. Thank you because your word brings strength to us. We are renewed. We are strengthened on all sides. Your word is help to us. Thank you, mighty God. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, tonight quickly, let's look at God's word. Genesis chapter 26. Genesis 26. I'll be speaking on divine revelation. Amen. Divine revelation. All right. Genesis 26, verse 1 says, there was a famine in the land besides the first famine. So there was a famine before in the times of his father, Isaac's father, Abraham. Hallelujah. besides the first famine, that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. All right, so verse 2. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Amen. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands. I will give all these lands. Hallelujah. God understands English. Amen. And I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. 5. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. So Isaac dwelt in Gerar, and the men of the place asked about his wife, and he said, she is my sister. Does that sound familiar? Huh? Who did it before? His father. She is my sister. For he was afraid to say, she is my wife, because he thought, lest the man of the place kill me for Rebekah, because she is beautiful to behold. Amen. Okay, let's jump over to verse 12. Okay, verse 10 says, and Abimelech said, what is this you have done to us? One of the people might soon have lain with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us. So Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he who touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. Hallelujah. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. Okay, praise the Lord. Let's go down to 16. And Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are much mightier than we." Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. Now if you go down to 22, and he moved from there. Okay, let me take it from verse 21. He said, "Then they dug another well, and they quarried over that one also. So he called its name Sitna." There was one that he dug before that he almost argued about, and he left that one. And then this one. Then 22 says, "And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel." This is the third one now. "And they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, 'For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.'" Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last year we confessed so much about God has made room for us, Rehoboth. And then even as we look at steadfastness in 2024, we didn't stop Rehoboth. There's continuity. Hallelujah. He didn't stop. He's still making room for us. Amen. Hallelujah. So divine revelation. If you read further down, if you read the entire chapter, you'll see where he talked about how even the things that Isaac knew and the things that he did were things that the father taught him. Praise the Lord. Amen. There were things he learned from his father. On Sunday, when we're looking at the story of Jacob, I think I was reading on Sunday, was it Sunday or Saturday, how Jacob died and told Joseph and said he should ensure that his body is buried beside his fathers, Abraham and Isaac. Amen. And Joseph did that. He went to Pharaoh, took permission. Pharaoh granted him permission, even gave him guards and all that. And he went to bury him exactly where Jacob said they should bury him. Amen. God was talking with Isaac and he said, "For your father has kept my statutes, he has kept my commandments, he has kept my laws." There are instructions, divine instructions passed down from generations to generations. There are instructions, divine mysteries passed down to us by God himself through his servants, through great people that have walked with him closely. How well we handle them as divine mysteries and walk with them determines how far we go, how our lives are being impacted, and the things that we do as we walk the face of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 1. It says, "Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." Of the mysteries of what? God. So people should see us, and Paul will say, living epistles. People should see us and see us as the scriptures. They just see you and they see Bible. They just see God's word written all over you. It's not like they will see, thou shalt not on your body. No. But they just see you and you are just a replica of God's word to them. He just ministers to them. Someone who seeks peace just sees you and peace just speaks to their heart. Hallelujah. Someone is troubled. Someone is perturbed. And then the person sees you and there's this calm. Your life, you just pass over. I learned about someone who, a great minister of God, who passed by a dead person and the person got up. So you should just be a walking wonder. You're just going your own JJ, but things are just happening. You meet with someone who, or you sit with someone in the bus or whatever. You just had an encounter with someone comes close to you. There's something, there's this aura. Hallelujah. We are custodians of divine mysteries. And so we carry something think it was Setman that was teaching us some time ago, sometime early last year or so. Two years ago. Say you carry something. And that's why when circumstances come, when they press you, that's what we come at, what you carry. We carry something. We are not empty. We are not empty. So we don't beat the air aimlessly like the world does. We know who we are. We are loaded, fully loaded. Fully loaded with God's word. Hallelujah. His spirit is in us. His word is in us. And so we are fully loaded. There's no empty space. Hallelujah. Let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 3. As we're praying, I felt so deeply that there's someone here that needs, that you are having this deep desire to go higher, to go deeper, to go into more depth with God, to go into a deeper realm with God. The Lord fills your heart. The Lord will grant your request. Amen. That's a good one. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 23. Sorry, I'll rely on your screen. I didn't bring my glasses. So, 3:23, yes. He said, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God. Take it, the verse before this one. Let's see it from verse 22. He said, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. Next. He said, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Hallelujah. So we are hid in Christ, and Christ is in God. So nothing can touch me. I had someone one day that made a very bold statement. He said, except you can kill God, that's when you can do me anything. Because one Babalawo was there ranting and saying all sorts. And the guy said, I dare you. I dare you. Not like some people that were just, hey, help me, Muna, help me, beggar, Muna, help me, beggar. No. Then you don't know who you are. You don't know what you carry. Hallelujah. Colossians, please display Colossians chapter 2 from verse 2. Colossians 2:2-6. Hallelujah. When you know who you are, he said that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mysteries of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Hallelujah. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. Abounding in it with thanksgiving. Rooted. Hallelujah. Rooted and built up. When you see a tree that is so high, you know what to expect of its root. You know, if I see a tree that is very high and, you know, very tall tree with well-spread branches and all that is giving very large shelter to people, and I come to the roots and I see the roots as tiny as this, I don't stay. But when you see the roots, you know what to expect. Amen. Fully rooted and built up in Christ. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2. No wonder the Bible says to us that we should let this mind be in us. We know him. It's a privilege. It's a blessing. You can't know Christ and then you are going about with fear. You know Christ and you're going about with fear of failure. Any small thing, you are the first to, you want to get high BP. No. Then you don't know Christ. Philippians 2 verse 5. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at 13, verse 13. It says, for it is God who works in us, both to will and do of his good pleasure. So let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And remember the scripture that says, for we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I go into an exam, I go into an interview with boldness. With boldness. Not because I have connection, not because I know one director or whatever. No. But because I know who has got my back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am confident in Christ. Hallelujah. Paul thought about that a whole lot. Confidence in him. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, 17. You will see where the Bible talks about the fullness. Everybody say the fullness. I didn't hear you. Say the fullness. Yes. They don't measure ground tire for you before. And then they say quarter bottle. They have quarter bottle. And then they turn it in a bottle. And then you see it and they say, it's really quarter indeed. But when you want to buy full bottle, what do you expect? Fullness. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:17. They say that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Yes, next. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Next, to 23. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his might power. Next, which he worked, Christ. So it's not by your effort. So come out bragging. I think it was Seth Man that was giving that example, that it's like a boxer who goes to the boxing ring, wins the belt, and then comes home and hands it over to his wife. The woman goes about, I'm the wife of a champ. You know, you've not seen some women when they brag. I had this younger brother who, the husband is an engineer and was working in one OFM. So I think they used to have this group, wives and all that. So she went out and was bragging, say, how did he say? She said, engineers are real husband or something. So she was just bragging with her husband. She not go school, but she was bragging with the husband. I remember when we were trying to educate those women in Agboyi. When you meet them, you want to write their name. Maybe they attend service for the first time. You say, what's your name? They will say, Iya Toyin. What's your name? They will say, Iya this. We say, no, what's your name? Before you born, you get name. You have an identity. Let's use your name. I think one called my wife one day that it's disrespect to call their name. I said, she doesn't want to give, call her what she wants. Amen. But looking at bragging right, the woman would brag with the belt like she went to the ring, but she didn't go to the ring. That's what Christ did for us. We didn't fight any battle. We didn't work for it. He worked for it, gave us the victory. And so we should brag in it. Hallelujah. Which he walked in Christ, which God walked in Christ when he raised him up, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in that which is to come. He put all things under his feet and gave him to be over all things to the church. To the what? Church. Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. He gave it to the church. Even the church is scared. I saw a video where they said some people were doing vigil and robbers came into the church and In fact, the pastor on the altar that was preaching was the first to lie down. The keyboardist just quickly hit his phone. And in fact, everybody was saying, that keyboard is a bad guy, because he was the first who noticed, and then he quickly hit his phone. They collected everybody's phone and they left. No, we are not afraid. We know who we are. We are not scared. Hallelujah. We are not scared. We carry something. We carry something. Hallelujah. We know who we are. Amen. Because it's not your effort. This is Christ showcasing himself through you. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in us both to will and do of his good pleasure. So he shows up through you. Through you. Hallelujah. So that when they see you, they see God in you. Bible says Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are rooted. We are grounded in him. We have the fullness of God in us. Say to yourself, I have the fullness of God in me. I have the fullness of God in me. Hallelujah. So divine revelation, we need to open our eyes and read God's word. It is word, because that's what reveals who we truly are. The more we know who we are, the better we will act in our capacity. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians 3, quickly. You see, at a point, the Bible says that the Israelites, they couldn't look at Moses' face because they understood God's acts. But Moses knew God personally, had an encounter with him face to face. At the point, they couldn't even look at Moses, because when he came down from the presence of God, his face shone with light. They couldn't even see, it was like sun. He had to put a veil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But now, hey, we carry that very presence. Just imagine how it is. We carry that very presence in us. Everywhere we speak his word. It's God extending his acts, his action, his manifestation through us. So you're not a non-entity. Don't follow people who say, hey, I'm just but a filthy rag. No. You are something powerful in his hand. Hallelujah. The natural man, I think it was Pastor Bishop that was saying, said the natural man that is even as weak as anything is a powerful tool in God's hand. And the things that he does, they are mighty. Hallelujah. Because God in that natural man makes him supernatural. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 18, 2 Corinthians 3:18. He said, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed. We are being metamorphosed. We are being changed. Hallelujah. Into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. You're not the same person. You're not the same person. Some time ago, I spoke about switched at birth. We were switched at birth when we got born again. Something happened. Something. So it's not you. That stop thinking with the mind of the old you. That has passed. That has changed. You have been metamorphosed into a new image, into a new, but one that never existed. You never lived before. Someone see you, go call you, Jogodo, call you Baraga, call you that old name. No, it's not you again. This is the new you. You have been born. Hallelujah. Amen. As we behold him as in the mirror, we are transformed. We are changed. Colossians 1:24. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1, 24. You see, what God did was to reveal. In fact, there are mysteries, things that are hidden, even from old people, from the people of old, our fathers of old. There are things they didn't know. But these things are not hidden from us. They are not mysteries anymore, because they are being revealed. Verse 24. Colossians 1, 24. It says, and I rejoice in my suffering for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking. The afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church. Next verse. Of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. To verse 29. The mystery which has been hidden from ages, from generations, but now has been revealed to what? To what? Who are his saints? Oh, you fear to say you be saint. Set man, did he fear? To his saints. Who are his saints? One man, pastor asked in church, say, if you know you are righteous, let me see your hand. Oh boy, people want to hide under their share. Pastor said, I've been teaching you every day that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You see, those are the people with, they've put that cloth of filthy rag on top of them. I cannot say I'm righteous, it's only Jesus that is righteous. My wife and I were in Pastor Muyiwa's house one day. There's this series we used to watch that time. Pastor Muyiwa would shout once in a while and say, I am a God! Hallelujah! Tell somebody to say, I am a God. Now they'll say, I'm not challenging God, though. I'm not challenging God, though. Amen. But the Bible said it. It said, ye are gods. It said, ye are gods. Hallelujah. We need to learn to start bragging with what we are. Otherwise, the devil is just dancing at one corner and happy that you are denying yourself your right. Hallelujah. He calls us his own. He calls us his son, sons and daughters. Hallelujah. So to them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So things that are hidden from ages before now, generations before now, they are being revealed to us. Amen. They are being revealed to us. All right. Lastly, let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Things that are hidden from generations before now, they are revealed to us. Because God, nothing gladdens the heart of the Father more than seeing his children living in his will, carrying out and doing that which they understand from him. Okay, 2:9. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, yes. It said, but as it is written, I had not seen. A lot of people use this a lot. I had not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man. The things which God has prepared for those who love him. We don't belong here. We have passed this level. We have passed this stage. These are our fathers. Hallelujah. For when we know who we truly are, then verse 10 belongs to us. Hallelujah. He said, for these things, verse 10, he said, but God has revealed them to us through his spirit. Through what? Have you ever heard? Have you ever read in the Bible that and the Holy Spirit came upon Abraham? No. They had a encounter with the Father. Right? But Jesus said, it's to your advantage that I go away because I send what? The Spirit. I send the Comforter. He will teach you all things. He will bring to your remembrance all things. He will help you. He will eat all. So through his Spirit, our help. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Listen, this taught me something. There are levels in God. Amen? There are levels in God. There are things I didn't understand years ago. I understand them now. There are levels in God. He said, yes, the deep things of God. If the Bible says we are custodians of divine mysteries, then we should always stick with the word, because that's where you get all the secrets, all the mysteries, all the mysteries. I went with that man to a meeting in Ibadan some years back, and then in the meeting there were manifestations and all that. I was just at one corner, and I was in the meeting and all that. I enjoyed the meeting and all that. I was just studying, taking notes down and all that. But when I got home, my encounter was different. I couldn't sleep. For a long time, I couldn't sleep. When you have real encounter with the Holy Ghost, you know. Hallelujah. And we are custodians of divine mystery. So you cannot just have the Holy Spirit in you and just render him redundant. redundant. Some people's angels don't stay, don't, their hand don't stiff, they wait. You are not sending them in, they are not running errands, they are not doing anything for you. So some people render the Holy Ghost redundant on your inside. He's not doing anything. He's ready, he's willing to do. You are not, he wants to help. He's called to help. Bible calls him one called alongside to what? Help. So help is with you and you are drowning. You are not calling like Peter. If Peter had not called, you for hear his story. Say, buddy, don't float. He had to call and say, help me. He called the master. You can't have this Holy Spirit and be lacking help. You cannot have the Holy Spirit and be lacking in any area. It could be finances, could be in your marriage, could be anything. He said, he who needs, who lacks wisdom. Say, what? Let him ask. So you have the Holy Ghost, you have the Holy Spirit, and his purpose for being there is to help. Tell yourself, I have the help of the Lord. I have the help of the Lord. That's what he said in Isaiah chapter 40, 41. Isaiah 41 verse 10. He said, I will help you. With my righteous right hand, I will strengthen you. So I cannot have this help and be drowning. Amen. He said, call on me and I will answer. So I have the answer. All I need is call. Hallelujah. Let's bow down our heads tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, you are my help. Lord, you are my help. Lord, you are my help. Ah, I will go deeper. I will go deeper. I will study your word. I will eat your word. Yes, power is made available for me. Help is made available for me. Oh, I want to study and go deep in you, deep in you, deeper. Deeper in love with you, deeper in relationship with you, deeper in fellowship with you, deeper in fellowship with you. Oh, le mahanda vrana moshka bada de yeke doska, ekele prana mande vreno soptali mande vrana noshka dadeya. I don't know who that is for. You can't drown. You can't drown. He will help you. He will help you. Le mande vremo kopala mande vreke dish karados. Le paramande vreno kopane breme hunderi ana de karados. Ele mande vreno kopala mande yadisha dada. You are here and you are feeling overwhelmed. The weight is so heavy over you. Just put your hand on your chest. Just put your hand on your chest. Help is available. Help is available. And the Lord strengthens you right now. He helps you right now. Every weight is taken away in the name of Jesus. Every burden is lifted in the name of Jesus. That burden is lifted now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Yes, for the person who desires strong and deeper realm with God, to go far, to go deep, to go higher with the Lord. You can pray that right now. Le faramande vrekedosh. That's what the Father wants. That's what the Father wants. That you go deeper. That you go deeper. That you go deeper. In the coming days, you just find yourself going deeper. Eating the word like never before. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God's hunger in you gets intensified. He's stirred up on your inside. He's stirred up on your inside. He's stirred up on your inside. Glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.